More than 100,000 Egyptians protested outside the presidential palace in Cairo yesterday, fueling tensions over Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi's seizure of nearly unrestricted powers and the adoption by his allies of a controversial draft constitution. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Egyptian police fired tear gas at protesters gathered outside the presidential palace in Cairo. Thousands more also took to the streets of Egypt's second largest city, Alexandria. The demonstrators feel that the government of President Mohamed Morsi is rushing a referendum on a new constitution. While Washington is keeping a close eye on the situation in Egypt, U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Mark Toner says the protesters have a right to be heard.
You know, obviously there's a lot of tension in, Cairo right now. We would simply urge that protesters express their views peacefully and that they be given environment, if you will, to protest peacefully in the sense that, you know, we want to see them rather exercise their right to protest in a safe and secure environment. That's just generally where we come down on these issues.
Morsi was in the presidential palace conducting business as usual while the protesters gathered outside. But an official said he left the building as the crowds continued to swell. The large turnout in Tuesday's protests has been dubbed the last warning by organizers. A week ago, 200,000 protesters marched on Cairo's Tahrir Square, and a comparable number took up their places there on Friday to demand that Morsi rescind the decrees. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.